Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yavamis, Perik Yod Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Although this is one Mishnah, there's really a lot of different Mishnayis, different cases, so we'll try to break it up a little bit to make it easier to learn and to understand. Let's call this Perik Yod Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Chelek Aleph. Now our Mishnah is going to be based on three main klolim. First of all, we learned in the previous Mishnah that either a cheresh or a chereshes are not b'nei chalitza. Both he and her have to be able to hear, if you want chalitza. And if chalitza is done with a cheresh or a chereshes, it's possible. Rule number two. If you have a yavama that is also to the yavim, because of an erva that is midrabanan, so even though the Torah says you should marry her, should be miyavim, and it's the Rabbanah, so you can't marry her, so the din is Chaylet Zulemiyavim. Rule number three. When a Yavama is Zekuka LeYavim, that means there's a Yivim connection between a Yavama and a Yavim. This Yavama's sister is also to the Yavim, and that is a Drabanan. It is called Achoy Zekukasai. She is the sister of someone that I may have a Zika connection with. Let's see our Mishnah again. Perik Yodalid, Mishnah Dalid, Chelek Aleph. Shnei Achim, we have two brothers. Echad Cheirish, one is a deaf mute. V'echad Pekeach, one is a Pekeach. Pekeach again means, literally means smart, but in this case doesn't mean he's necessarily smart, he's a regular person. He's not a deaf mute. Nesuyim, they're married, L'shtei Achayas Pekeach, they're two sisters that are both Pekeachs. So in other words, the kiddushin of the pikach to the pikachas is min ha-toira. The kiddushin of the cheresh to the pikachas is midrabana. Now, mes cheresh bala pikachas. The cheresh, the husband of the pikachas, died. And died without children. So the cheresh's wife falls liyivim to the other brother, the pikach. So ma yasa pikach bala pikachas. What should this pikach, the husband of the pikachas, do? Oyvehi says, my brother died. His wife, who's my wife's sister, falls to me liyivim. And the answer is do nothing. Rather, teitze, this pekachas, the wife of the cheresh, leaves without yivim and chalitza, mishum achaisisha, because he's his wife's sister. As we're going to say to the pekeach, look, your marriage to your wife, the pekachas, is 100% deraisa marriage. So your brother, the cheresh, was married to the pekachas. That pekachas is 100% your wife's sister, because your wife is 100% deraisa marriage. So I don't have to do anything else. Once I have that information, it's game over, so to speak. There's no yivim. She's a chaisishta. But what happens, says the Mishnah Vayter, if mes pikeach bala pikachas? Again, we have a cheresh married to a pikachas, a pikeach married to a pikachas. In this case, it's the pikeach, the husband of the pekachas, that died, and he died without children. His wife falls to the cheresh, the brother of the cheresh, liyivim. The cheresh is married midrabanan to the yivama's sister. So now, ma yase cheresh bal pekachas. What should this cheresh, the surviving brother who was married to the pekachas, do? There's a yivama coming in from his brother who died without children, who is his wife's sister. So this is going to be a trying situation. We don't really have an eitzah for him. Moitzias ishta beget. He's going to have to send out his wife with a get. Why can't he stay married to his wife? Because she is now a chayzuku kasai. She's the sister of a woman that there's a zika connection to min ha-toira. Okay, so could he be miyaveim the pekachas? His brother, the pekach, who was married to the pekachas, can he be miyaveim that sister? The answer is no. The eishesach, if his brother's wife, unfortunately, asura li'olam, we have no eitzah here. He can't be miyavim her, because lemaisa, she is your wife's sister. Even though his wife is only his wife midrabanan, but a chaisishta midrabanan is aser. So again, there's no eitzah. Chalitza is not an eitzah because he's a cheresh. If either he's a cheresh or she's a chereshes, no chalitza. And yivim is not an option either, because it's his wife's sister, even though it's only his wife midrabanan, but that's enough to aser her. And he can't stay with his wife because his wife is a chayzik ukasai. She's the sister of a woman that has a yivam connection to him in Atayra. Okay, let's consider that chelik aleph. Now let's go to the second part of the Mishnah. Shnei achim pikchim. We have two brothers, both are pikchim. Nesuyim that I married l'shtei, achoy is the two sisters. We're achas chedeshes, one is a chedeshes, v'achas pikachas, one is a pikachas. Pikach married to pikachas, pikach married to chereshes. Mes pikeach bal chereshes. The pikeach, who was the husband of the chereshes, he dies. So technically, the chereshes falls to the other brother, the pikach married to the pikachas, le'yivim. So ma yase pikeach bal pikachas, what should this surviving brother, this pikeach, husband of the pikachas, what should he do now with the chereshes, who is his wife's sister that falls le'yivim? No problem. Don't do anything. She's your wife's sister, and your wife is your wife min ha'Torah. But what happens if, again, this case, pikach married to chereshes, pikach married to pikachas, what happens if mes pikeach bal pikachas? In case you forgot, let me just remind you, pikeach and pikachas means, pikeach, he's a regular person, meaning to say he's not a deaf mute, and pikachas means she's also regular. So we have pikeach married to cheresh, pikeach married to pikachas. Mes pikeach bal pikachas, the husband of the pikachas dies. Ma yase pikeach, what should the pikeach do, who's the husband of the chereshes? And the answer is, moitzi es ishtoi beget. He's going to have to send out his wife with a get, because she becomes now a chayzik ukasai. Your brother, the pekeach, died. He was married to a pekachas. That was a regular marriage. His wife has a zika connection min ha'Torah to you. And your wife, the chereshes, who is her sister, is now the sister of a woman that has zika to you. She's a chayzik ukasai. So moitzi es ishtoi beget. He has to send out his wife with a get. V'seishes achiv b'chalitza. He can't be miyavimer, because midrabanan, she's a chayis ishtoi. L'maisa midrabanan, he was married to her sister. But because he's a pekeach and she's a pekachas, chalitza is an option. Okay, chela gimel of our Mishnah. Let's go weiter. Shnei achim, we have two brothers, echad chayrish ve'echad pekeach. You have two brothers. One is a chayrish, one is a pekeach. The suyim l'shtei achayis, they're married to two sisters, achas chereshes v'achas pikachas. One is a deaf mute, one is not. So we have a cheresh married to a chereshes, and a pekeach married to a pekachas, and there are two brothers and two sisters. Mes cheresh bal chereshes. The cheresh, the husband of the chereshes, dies. So the chereshes falls to the surviving pekeach brother who's married to the pekachas le'yivim. Or we would think she would fall. But ma yase pekeach bal pekachas, what can he do? The pekeach married to the pekachas? And the answer is, he doesn't do anything. This yivam connection automatically is undone. She's his wife's sister. Teitzim isha machayis isha. But what happens again in the same case? Cheresh married to chereshes. Pikach married to pekachas. Mes pikeach bal pikachas. The pikeach, the husband of the pikachas, dies. Now his wife, the pikachas, falls to the cheresh brother le'yivim. And the cheresh is already married to a chereshes who's her sister. Ma yase cheresh bal chereshes. What should this deaf mute surviving brother do? Who's the husband of the chereshes? Who's the sister of the yavama? Moitzi ishtoi beget. His wife's going to have to go out with a get, because again, she is a chayzik ukasai, the sister of a woman that there's a zika connection to. V'yeshes achav, and his brother's wife, his brother was the pekech that was married to the pekachas. This pekachas, a sur le'olam, will always be us. There's nothing you can do. Being that he's a cheresh, he can't give her chalitza, and it can't be miyavim her, because she is a chayz ishtoi midrabanan, sof kol sof, he is married to her sister, even though it's only midrabanan, but it's enough to say that he can't marry her. Okay, now we go to, let's say, chelik dalet of our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Shnei Achim, you have two brothers. Echad Cheresh vi Echad Pikeach. One is a Cheresh, one is a Pikeach. Nesuim l'shtei nochriyos pikchos. They're married to two Nochriyos, meaning strangers, not sisters, that are both pikchos. Again, we have a cheresh married to a woman who is a pekeach. We have a pekeach, his brother, the pekeach married to a stranger that is a pekeach. So the two women are not sisters. The men are brothers. The cheresh and the pekeach are brothers. Mes cheresh baal pekeachas. The cheresh that was married to the pekeachas died. Mayasa pikeach bal pikachas. What does the pikeach married to the pikachas do? Now the cheresh's wife forced him liyivim, but that doesn't conflict with his marriage because his wife is not a sister. So oichel, it's either chalitza or miyavim, or is miyavimer. Now again, even though in a Torah, the marriage of the Cheresh is not considered a marriage. The fact that he would be Miyavmer, that's Midrabanan. Now maybe you're going to ask Akasha, what do you mean? But it's his brother's wife. If there's no mitzvah of Yivim, how could he have her? It's the whole point. It's not his brother's wife. If it's not a real marriage, so she wasn't married to his brother. But it's a drabanadika marriage. So there's a drabanadika yivim. And there's no conflict with his own wife. His own wife is not a sister. So either chalitza or yivim is an option. Again, we're dealing with the same case. Two brothers, a cheresh and a pekeach. Two women that are not sisters, both pekachas. Mes pekeach baal pekachas. The Pekeach Baal Pikachas died. The Pekeach, the son of the Pekachas. Mayasa Cheresh Baal Pikachas, what should the Cheresh, the deaf mute, that is married also to a regular woman, what happens now? His brother's sister forced him liyivim. So Koines, it can be miyavim her, there's no conflict with his own wife, his wife is not a sister. Even though he's a cheresh, it doesn't make a difference. His brother was legally 100% midiraisa married to this woman, and she's 100% a yevamim in a Torah. The catch is ve'ena moitzi li oilam. He has no way of divorcing her. When a cheresh is mekadesh someone, so it's a drabanadika marriage, and he does a drabanadika get. But here the marriage is diraisa. The Yavama to the Cheresh is a real marriage. It's the Torah is Makna, the Yavama to the brother. And he has no way of giving a get min ha-Torah. So therefore, Koines, but ve'ina ma'atzi li'olam, he can't send her out. Okay. Chelek hey of our Mishnah. Shnei achim pikchim. We have two brothers. Both are pikchim. Nesuyim, they're married. L'shtei nachriyais. Two, strange women. Strange meaning, they're not sisters. That's what we mean to say. Out of these two women, achas pikachas v'achas chereshes. One is a pikachas, one is a deaf mute. Again, two brothers, both regular. Two women that are not sisters, one is a pekachas, one is a chereshes. Mes pekeach bal chereshes. The pekeach brother, they're both pikchim, but the pekeach brother that's married to the chereshes died. Ma yasa pekeach bal pekachas. The pekeach that was married to a pekachas, regular man, regular lady, what does he do now with this chereshes that falls to him liyivim? It's like the Mishnah kindness. can be miyavim her. Chalitza is not an option. There's no chalitza by chereshes. V'imratza lohoitzi yoitzi. But he could give her a get. Now, Viter, same case. Two brothers, both pikchim. One is married to a pekachas. The other is married to a chereshes. They are not sisters. In this case, mes pikeach bal ha-pikachas. The pekeach who is married to a pekachas dies. Mayasa pekeach bal chereshes. The pekeach married to the chereshes. What does he do? If his brother's wife that felt him leyivum, no problem. It's not a conflict with his wife. His wife is not a sister. The fact that he's married to a chereshes has no bearing here whatsoever. Next, according to our count, this would be Chelik Vav of our Mishnah. Shnei Achim, you have two brothers. Echad Cheresh ve'echad Pekech. One is a Cheresh, one is a Pekech. Nesuyim, they are married, l'shtei Nachriyais. Two women that are not sisters. Achas Chereshes ve'achas Pekechas. One is a Chereshes. One is a pekachas. So we have a cheresh married to a chereshes, a pekeach married to a pekachas. The two men are brothers, the two women are not sisters. Mes cheresh bal chereshes, the cheresh, husband of the chereshes, dies. Mayas a pekeach bal pekachas, what should the pekeach married to the pekachas do? Kainis, he can be miyavim the chereshes, again. It's not a steer with his wife. The wives are not sisters. There's a derabana de kayivim over here. V'mratza lohoitzi yoitzi. If he wants to send her out, he can send her out. Now, he can't do chalitza because you can't do chalitza with the chereshes. Could he give her a get? Yeah, that's what we learned earlier. He's a pekeach. He can give her a get, and you don't need her das. Now, what happens in this case if and again, let's review what's happening over here. We have a cheresh married to a chereshes, a pekeach married to a pikches. Two men are brothers, two women are not sisters. Mes pekeach bal pekachas, the pekeach. The husband of the pekachas dies. Mayas a cheresh bal chereshes, koines. Again, even though his marriage to his wife is only midrabanan, but here, his brother, who was 100% married to this woman, his brother died, she's a regular yavama min ha-toyra. He takes her in. But because he's taking her in min ha-toyra, she's a yavama. And his get is a limited get because he's a cheresh, therefore the einoi moitzi li'olam. His get that is a limited abanan cannot in any way undo the kinyan in Atayra, the Yavama kinyan that is midi'urais. So again, if you want to chaz over the Mishnah without going through case by case, which you should do, but there are basically three rules in this Mishnah. One is that a cheresh or a chereshes aren't shaykh to chalitza. The chalitza is useless. Number two, a yavama that is aser on the yave, midrabanan, even though she falls to him now as a Yavamim and a Torah supposed to be a Yavamer, he should give her Chalitza, not Yavam. And the third rule is, when a Yavama is Zekuka LeYavim, she has a Yavam connection, her sister is also to be Miyavim Midrabanan. That's a Drabanan de Geisra of a Chayz Zekukasi. You cannot marry the sister of someone that has a Zika connection to you. Other rules in the Mishnah are, a Cheresh is married to a Chereshes Midrabanan. If she dies, there is a Zika Midrabanan to the Cheresh's brother. He's Miyavim her Midrabanan. Are you going to say, how could he be Miyavim her if Midraisa there's no Yivim? Isn't there an Isra of Eshesach? And the answer is, no, she's not really his brother's wife. The Rabbanan created the marriage. So if the Rabbanan created the marriage, they also could create the Yivim. So those are the rules as they apply to the six different cases in the Mishnah. And if you realize each of the six cases is broken up into two, depends which brother died. So we had a total of 12 cases in our Mishnah.